Hello and welcome to another episode of Just Roll With It's playthrough of a couple of Drake's Court of Blades. When last we left our misfit marauders, they had finally started off on their mission to free the Prince of Illyrian from the cruel hands of untrue love. And also something about an Unsteely having him in her magical clutches pointed to almost certain doom for the entire city. But what matters more is that those magical clutches have him thinking he's in love with her, when he really isn't. As for how well they managed to start off on this job, well, let's check in with them and find out.
And so, you infiltrated the room. You saw, just as you shut the door behind you, your ex, Alric, slipped in through the window. You made eye contact. And he looks good, Vivi. He's well kept, his clothes are well made, fashionable, even. I believe he's like Henry Cavill from which movie? Tristan and Isolde. So he's a very striking young man. But there's a sly curve to his lips as he sees you, almost not quite mocking. What a way to see you again, Vivi. I wish I could say it was a pleasure. And he's going to move towards the prince. You have a moment to interact or to do something.
I mean, there's a guard just outside the door.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there is. I don't... I don't know that I want to alert them, though, because then everyone's probably going to be ushered out.
I have a suggestion. You could make this dance a partner dance.
I don't think he would go for that. I'm real fast.
You are real fast.
So I think, like, as he goes to make his way into the room, I rush up and I just, like, grab his wrist to pull him back.
Mm-hmm. That eager to see me? Or that eager to catch up? I'm afraid I have.
What are you doing here?
My job. What are you doing here?
Just kind of tilt my head as, like, obviously the same.
Well, I get the feeling our jobs clash.
You tell me. Perhaps we don't need to get into each other's ways this time.
Perhaps. So you'll just let me, take the child, then.
Goodness, what do I say to that? Like, obviously no, but what do I have in my inventory? Hold on.
The child who is at this moment fitfully asleep in the these beautifully appointed I think they're probably like undyed linen covers. Dark skin. He looks kind of like a young Adrian Kelly Turner. Forcey curls on his head, closely cropped. You know, the tunic with the Corvetto symbol on the lapel. So a little raven stitched in.
So I know what I want to do. And this is probably going to go quite badly. But I want to say, I have no need of the child, as I am sleight of handing my vial of sweet sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just want to toss it in his face.
All right. I think we got to do an action about this. What are you using to knock your former lover out?
It feels like it's a skulk.
It is sleight of hand. You did say sleight of hand.
Yeah, I don't, like, it's not speed or force. It's just don't catch me and then it'll be too late.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm gonna skulk here.
Okay. This, by virtue of your engagement role, is risky.
Okay.
I don't think he has any defenses against this particularly, so we'll go standard.
Does this count as springing a trap?
I think a trap means you had to have it prepared before.
That's what I figured. Yeah, and I'm not hiding from. Okay. So I was trying to see if my like water would give me any bonus here, but I don't believe so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I would love to entertain a lady's favor.
Oh, gosh. A lady's favor. Good question. There's an adjoining door to the young girl's room, and she's gonna walk in. I can try and come up with something more interesting, if you would prefer.
I think that's fine. I'm just deciding. If I think I can keep her from screaming, I think I can probably play on her desire to see some entertainment. I can probably handle that, so I think I'll take it. All right, risky, standard, one bonus die. Let's go. It's fours. I'll take them.
Fours. Okay. Eulalia, walks in through the adjoining door, like, mouth open, like, about to say something. Her brother is, asleep, feet, like, you can see the sweat on his dark skin. Not quite tossing and turning, but, like, clearly feverish. This young, handsome boy who looks so much like his father. What is a good trade-off for this? I don't want her to scream, and the guard hearing you seems a little... Yeah, all right, the guard hears Elric's body fall.
I would like to use my special armor to resist that.
Okay.
So I manage to catch him before he hits the floor and then ease him down.
Yep. Yeah. You wave the sweet sleep. He turns to go towards the bed. You wave the sweet sleep under his nose and he immediately collapses into your arms.
And I think like, as he's passing out, I just kind of tisk under my breath.
Mm-hmm.
Like why is it always like this with us?
And little Eulalia in her adorable, like, purple gown, edged with, like, gold and white, her hair all pulled back up away from her face. What are you doing here? You're not the doctor.
Well observed, young lady. I kind of incline my head very politely and say, unfortunately, my dance partner is not feeling so well, but we have come to bring a bit of the entertainment of the city to you and your poor, sick brother.
You're a performer.
Oui, I stand up. I ease him to the floor, and then I stand up.
Yeah.
And then I do a very, like, dramatic bow.
Eulalia is delighted. She doesn't even have any eyes for Elric, who is now in like a heap on the floor.
Yeah, that's fun.
You see that like there was definitely a dagger in, or like probably that just fell like from his hand as he was going towards the young princet, princelet. And yeah, no, you.
She just carefully kick that under a piece of furniture. No one needs to know that that's there.
Smart. Good. And she claps her hands together. What do you do? Are you a dancer? Are you a clown? What do you do?
I am a dancer.
Can I see you dance?
Absolutely. Do you enjoy dance, young lady?
I have lessons every week, but it's mostly boring things like waltzes.
Ah, I see. Then I believe I will show you something special, no? And give her a little wink.
Yeah, she's delighted. And she like looks around you, and Onofrio is still like kind of starting to stir. We should go to my room. Onofrio's sick. And I'm not supposed to disturb him.
If you think that is best, I thought that I was here to give him some entertainment as well, but if he needs his rest...
Oh, well, if you're here for him too! And she's gonna, like, charge over to his bed and try and wake him up.
Oh, I'm sorry, bud.
It's a classic sibling thing where it's like, I was told not to wiggle me to him, but since you've given me instruction otherwise...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You're an adult, I can trust you.
You wouldn't steer me wrong, random dancer lady.
I am gonna go up and just like check on him and see like I don't know medicine and stuff, but like how's he looking?
He is not doing great. Ren has been in here recently. There's like a poultice on his head. He's not like in terms of like I guess you know out of game. He's not doing as bad as he might be. This is like the sleeping off the fever portion of being sick. So at least guy's got like a little bit of chill. He's a bit bundled up. But like he was like dead asleep, probably even magically so when you guys came in.
Okay.
But when Eulalie jumps onto the bed and starts like shaking him awake, he sort of like groggily sits up. His eyes sort of open blearily, and dark eyes fix on you. Go to his sister and then back.
What's happening? You're not supposed to be in here. I told you I'd play with you later.
Daddy brought a dancer. He said he brought a dancer from outside. He said we couldn't go to the performances, but he brought it to us. Watch with me. And he, like, sort of, like, shakily props himself up on some pillows. And, like, you can tell he's, like, half here.
Yeah, and I'll do, like, a little bow. And I think I say something to the effect of,
I hope that I can bring you a little joy during your time of sickness.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll do one of my dance routines.
All right. I'm not going to make you roll for anything for that. You've got this. You've charmed these two children. Absolutely. And you have their full attention, and they're both delighted by the dance that you perform. And Onofrio, as much as he can pay attention.
Sure.
Propped up on his pillows, but Eulalie is like clapping her little hands and so pleased. Back out in the hallway. Allie?
Yes.
Allie, what are you up to?
It's a really good question. We're gonna need a way out of here.
I mean, if you want to leave eventually, very probably.
Yeah, so, like, I think in the past, Fuse has like secured the like way out, like the end point, but we have to get from here to there after we do the deed. So we gotta do that, and we gotta find the Because our plan is to slip the thing so it's in the radius of the prince, so that it breaks the spell, right? That's the whole idea.
I think he does need to consume it.
Okay. All right. Then
so we have to lace it in his food or drink somehow.
We need to get to a kitchen then. The kitchen then. Okay. I'm gonna find my way there then and hopefully not get caught by my axe. That's the idea. And the way that I'm going to secure it is, well, usually I would think there are going to be, you know, sets of locked doors and such in between here and it, us and them. But here's the thing.
Yes.
Allie is very good at breaking things.
This is true. We have established.
So it's going to be basically finding a route through that, like, would make it the route through that, like, they think the door, like, they have the doors locked, and it's like, well, I got a little bit of acid here, I got a sledgehammer there, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And basically creating a path for ourselves to get out of here.
And how is Allie doing this?
Wrecking it. Because I have saboteur, so when I wreck, my work is quieter than it should be, and the damage is well hidden from casual inspection.
Perfect.
Yeah,
that and will also definitely make it so you don't get caught, at least not right away.
Yeah, and I'm also marking fine wrecking tools.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So yeah, position effects.
I want to say risky limited.
All right, fair enough.
You did say fine wrecking tools.
I did.
So I think that is going to be risky standard.
I'm fantastic. Love that. What does a lady's favor look like here?
Oh gosh, what does a lady's favor look like? You already have your ex hanging about here.
Sure do.
Do you want her to catch you?
I don't want it, but it would be much more dramatic, so
I think it's either that or as you're going, you notice that one of your brothers is waiting in one of the rooms here.
Ooh, that's also very good. Ugh. Hmm. Oh, those are both very good, Corey. I don't know which one to choose.
You can always save the other one for later.
That's true.
Consequence.
That's true. Ren is already here, so I think
Ren is already here.
I think Ren catching up with Allie is a good thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
All right. Wreck, risky, standard, one bonus die. 5! I'll take it!
Okay. Ren catches you, but she has a guard with her.
Oh, God damn it. Of course she does.
You can resist that.
I'm going to resist it. I'm going to use my special armor and talk my way out of trouble. Because that's my special armor.
All right, so Ren is, how do you talk your way out of trouble for a guard not noticing that you're here? Do you have given an excuse, or, does she say something that dismisses the guard?
Yeah, I think we have a, you know, we're exes. I think we have a word between us that's like, hey, we should talk, and like, talk type of thing. Because, you know, criminal royalty, actual royalty, basically. So yeah, I think it's, they see me. Allie is like intones that words like now is a really good time for just us to talk about this, please.
All right. Yeah. And I think because, this is some dirty laundry, Ren is going to, in this one instance, help you.
Thank you.
She goes, I think I left something in the apothecary. Could you go grab it, please? It's a little filter about this big. It's a golden liqueur. I need that to help with the next stage of the young heir's recovery. And the guard gives a bow, like, looks at you a little strange, but nothing else happens.
Good.
I think, I think they are a little suspicious, so I am going to tick. I'm making a 6 o'clock here.
Okay.
For you guys are caught.
Okay. Yeah,
so you're enough. Gonna have one tick on that.
All right, I'm not gonna. I already resisted the one consequence. I can't resist this one.
Yeah.
All right, cool. I think part of this is also Allie. Like I think Allie like had just gotten a lock, like had just broke a lock
mm-hmm.
to a door, and so like opens the door and like is like, "Come on, let's go, let's get out of the hallway."
Yeah, and she is got this look on her face that you recognize, like. She's no longer a noble, so she's not wearing a mask. Mm. But yeah, it's disapproval.
Yeah.
And the beginnings of anger on her face. And they follow you into the side room.
Yeah, close the door. It's just like...
What are you doing here, Allie?
Will you let me get through the whole explanation before you start asking questions?
That depends on what I hear.
Well, it's gonna sound a little ridiculous, which is why I ask this first.
Does it have something to do with you romancing my sister?
No, it doesn't. It has actually nothing to do with that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Seems like that's your main employ these days.
Ow!
You're in secret places and...
I didn't know that this whole thing would end up with her being the heir to your house.
Because that makes it better.
No, it doesn't. I get it. I don't think sorry is gonna make it better. But I am. And... I'm not here for that. It's not... None of this has to do with that. This has to do with the prince. You know, the Corvetto one. Okay? Just hear me out for, like, 30 seconds.
You have however 15. Long.
Okay. The prince is being controlled by a fae, and we're trying to break the spell. That was, like, 10, right?
You're right, that is ridiculous. And she goes to the door.
Whoa, hold on. Come on. You really think I would put myself here right now if it wasn't something this serious?
I don't know what you're capable of anymore, Allie. For all I know, you're here to kill someone.
What? No.
You want to tell me you're not capable of it? What other lie do you have for me?
I didn't have anything. I just told you the basically unvarnished truth, and I can go into the details, but you don't want to hear it.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder why.
Fair. Fair. Look, I'm just... I want to make what I'm doing right now right. That's why I'm here, but I don't think I have anything else to say other than I'm like blowing my cover's not going to help either of us.
Maybe not, but it'll sure as hell make me feel better.
Of course it will. Look, I'm pretty sure if I get caught here, I will probably get, like, guillotined or something. Do you want that to be how this ends? Because I sure as fuck don't.
Ooh. Ooh. I kind of want to make you do a roll about this.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know how she feels.
Yeah, totally.
She's like, she's this fucking close to calling the guard, but I want to give you a chance.
Yeah, all no, right. I'm here for it. I'm here to do a really risky limited sway or whatever.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah. It's gonna Allie's be risky trying for sure.
Allie's trying to be like earnest, and it is so difficult after all the things that they've done. Like,
yeah, and you can see Ren is on the verge of tears. They're upset.
Yeah, what would you say the position effect of this sway is? Because that's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah, no, risky limited, for sure.
Alright, I'm gonna push myself for effect.
Okay.
God, I don't know if I want a lady's favor here, because I only have one die, but like... I don't want any more complications that I already have.
Y'all already have a fair share.
Yeah. I want more dice. But I don't want to push myself even more, because we don't have that much stress in this game.
I mean, the other people who want to have an issue with Celandine could touch down here. Or who want to make a deal with her. You know, the other party that you already created as a complication.
Oh, them. Oh. Yeah. If we want another person in the room, sure. Somebody else just, sure, you know what? I'll take it. I'll take it by virtue of the fact that I am desperate for dice. And it's important.
I've got personal and impersonal ladies' favors.
I want Allie to like, make things up with Ren. Like, mm-hmm. I want it so bad for them, but I have a feeling they're gonna fail this hard. I want it for them. Okay. So I'm gonna roll. I got a 5! Okay!
Hey! See, you didn't even need this one, but yeah. It's happening anyway.
Yeah.
Somewhere in the plaza, we cut away for a moment to see a blue-robed figures make their way across the lawn of the Corvetto Palazzo with a sort of, there's a shimmer to them so the camera can see them, but nobody else can. And that clock is starting.
Oh, good. Great. Excellent.
And I think the complication here is that somebody overhears you. But you can resist that.
God. I'm trying to think how I would resist that is the thing. Because that would require Allie knowing that somebody overheard.
Oh, you hear footsteps outside the closet space you're in, and you're able to push Ren up against the wall and put a hand over her mouth.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. I'll do that.
Yeah, I think
maybe I'll draw out. This will be fine.
I think that sounds like a let me remember.
Mind, body,
spirit resist.
Spirit resist. All right, they're the same for me, but you know, I had to ask
because that's the one where consort and everything's underneath.
All right, no bonus dice. Cool. All right. If I just got that one, I would have traumed out. Scandaled out. That's this game.
Yeah, for the scene.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so yeah, you do that. You hear the footsteps outside the closet door just quickly enough that you're able to stop Ren from whatever she was going to say that would have been loud enough to alert them. And what do you say?
I want to live tonight, not die tonight. Whether it's for you, whether it's for your sister, whether it's for the prince. Any of those are fine. I would love to make it up to you and your sister, but I'm not able to. Just please believe me when I tell you that this is the thing that I am doing here, and not here to fuck up your life further.
Yeah, and do you still have her hand over her mouth?
no, wouldn't do that for a long time because mm-hmm. I'm liable to bite my hand.
So yeah, you see it, the disbelief and like the anger tick over to sympathy. And that's why like she's such a good Mercy, because mm-hmm. she's so able to empathize with people, and it's sometimes to her own detriment. But she does want to like help and take care of people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like I think part of that too is like, right, is like, I know you're taking care of the princeling here, and I want you to be able to do that. And after this, I'll come to the temple and I don't know, I'll go on my knees to you. I want to figure out what the hell I can do, if anything. Contrition, what have you.
I don't want anything from you. I don't.
Okay. Well, I still need to go. I got a partner that I can't leave behind.
Say I believe you. What is this fairy making the prince do? What is its plan?
What is the fae's plan, as far as I understand it?
She wants to put hold in the city. She wants to seize control of different points of power in the city.
Okay.
And she's using the prince's influence to bolster her control.
Perfect. Then yeah, it's just like, well, she wants power in the city. Because, you know, the fae are on the other side, but her and I guess her court probably, you know, they want to take control of places here. Points of power, that sort of thing.
And what will that do? Why is that a bad thing?
This is, Allie doesn't know much about Fae.
She's like, part of the bad court. She's part of the scary court.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically mm-hmm. all you would really know, I think.
Yeah, pretty much. Just like, well, she's part of the whatchamacallem, the Unseelie, you know, the ones who kind of revel in badness. I don't know that much about Fae. To be honest, that's
what you don't know could fill volumes.
Ooh.
So how much harm is that?
Allie has already taken. It's, I feel like Allie through this conversation has taken level 3 harm. Just
burned.
Yeah, burned.
I'll remember that for a consequence. All of that can catch up with you.
Vivi's gonna come back out and just see Allie just like dead on the ground.
Level 4 harm.
But I think Ren nods. I haven't been able to discover the source of the young princeling's illness. As far as I know, it is not naturally caused, so if this is a power grab, that I can understand.
Then I think they might be related. Maybe. Just maybe. You already said it. There's a lot of stuff I don't know, and magic's one of those things.
I'm not going to call the guard.
Thank you.
Right now.
That's about the best I can ask for, honestly.
But you're going to owe me a favor.
Yeah.
And I'm going to call it in whenever I want.
Okay.
And until then, I don't want to see you.
I will make myself scarce.
That means no more trysts in the cat in the temple.
Promise.
Good. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have a job to do.
So do I.
Be quick about it. And she's going to the door.
Cool. Yeah. Allie goes the other direction because this is one of the... They broke the lock for this because there's a door on the other side that they're going to break the lock for to keep going to get to the exit that they planned.
Yep. Yeah. And Ren quickly makes her way. Vivi, you start hearing footsteps coming towards the princeling's room. And Allie, you make it to the kitchens.
Perfect.
I'm supposed to be here, so I'm just thinking, I'm supposed to be here. Alaric is not.
Mm-hmm. Well, before you guys are both caught, or anything terrible happens, let's catch up with our friends outside the palazzo. Give me some time to think about this. Yeah, exactly. Give you some room. All right. So, Fia and Lee, where have you posted up? What are you doing?
Lee is still running around between the different sites, just making sure everybody's doing a good job. Keeping an eye out for the Fae.
Mm-hmm.
You know, basic director stuff. You know, that stuff every director does.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think, and Fia, do you have anything specific you are planning on doing? You're trying to do.
Yet. I think for the most part, wandering around a bit. Not like in the same directorial way that Lee is, although she is like checking back in with them quite a bit. I think she's in like her full noble dress. And is trying to basically just act like she's, like, leisurely exploring. But she's actually just kind of monitoring what's going on and trying to keep track of where Celandine is without getting too near to her. It's, like, trying to make keep it in such a safe way that doesn't seem like she's following her so much as is just in the general area. Plausible deniability.
Right. Is there any particular place that you would like Celandine to end up, or do you not care where this is set?
I don't particularly care one way or the other.
No. Okay. Anywhere that you guys have, like, a particular trap waylaid or a particular act up?
No, I think Lee, I can't speak for Fia, but I think Lee is just, like, ready for action anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think Fia is likewise trying to be ready for anything.
Lee has also just been, like, pockets of, like you know how I joke about the lollipop part of Batman's utility belt?
Joke? That's a real thing.
Batman... He does, doesn't he? It is a thing.
Yeah, that's a real thing.
It depends on continuity. But yes, Lee has one of those too right now. There's like a pouch full of candy and he just hands it out to children. Mostly orphan children because Lee doesn't want the more upper class kids getting the candy and then the parents are like, you know, those parents are just like, what's in this? What is this candy? Explain yourself. Is this a drug? Is this a drugs you're handing to my child?
How many drugs have you put in the free candy that you were giving my child?
Exactly. And Lee's just like, I'm not dealing with that today. That's not what I'm about today. So most of these kids who looks like they either don't have parents who'll be a problem, or whose parents don't look like they'll be a problem.
Interesting. Okay. Is this just part of the act? Or is there a particular
partially experience? Partially also, like, Lee wants to have a crowd following them. Not, like, following them, but, like, one of those things where, like, if Lee is suddenly, like, free candy for everyone, it isn't, like, unusual.
I feel like I should make you acquire an asset for this.
Do you want
crowd
me to?
Crowd of children. yeah, let's see how many kids you get.
Alright, so that's, how much sense do I have to pay for that?
I'm going to give it to you for free, because it's just the way that we're, I'm figuring out how big of a crowd you draw.
This is consort, because Lee is just having a fun time. Position and everything?
None of that counts. We're just seeing how big of a crowd you draw.
All right, cool. That's a 3.
Okay, so you've got like a handful. You've got like 2. Let me actually see what the acquire asset roll is for this. So you've got like 3 orphans following you. And they're like the dirtiest, fine. Like most desperate, willing to take candy from strangers' orphans.
Heck yeah.
So yeah, you're doing that, and as I think you're rounding, where are we? Let me.
Whenever like one of them finishes a lollipop, I just give them a new one.
Do we also have your orphans delivering messages between us?
One or two. I feel like my orphans, my band of orphans, is still over at the at the ROTC.
You have 2 of them that are in the ROTC. The other 2 are free agents. So.
Oh, true. So yeah, I probably have those 2 running up and down and doing stuff for me.
Yeah.
Them I actually pay.
Good. Liza would demand payment otherwise. So I think you're in the artist quarter.
I give them a little stipend, and I tell them whatever they can pickpocket without getting caught is theirs.
Liza would scoff and tell you that they ain't getting caught. Can't imagine that you would ever imply that these amazing stone crows would ever get caught pickpocketing.
Oh, there's a fine print there.
Oh, is there now?
There is. If they got in a fight, Lee. They're still caught.
Good to know.
Which I think Lee won't punish them with. Won't be like, haha, now you have to give it over. But more of a just case of like, beware of the fine print.
Wow. Terrible. Could you? But you're in the artist quarter, I think. And you've got your performers on every street corner. The artists are, it's a very lively quarter in general, but with more performers on the street corners, more liveliness. This place has got like a festival atmosphere. And I think Fia, you tail Celandine through the narrow roads, through the galleries and the cafes and the bookstores and the studios. And she makes her way towards a courtyard. It's sort of one made by 3 houses, like jammed, like cheek by jowl on top of each other, with a large tree growing up in the center, festooned in colorful lights and words, ribbons, and all sorts of things. There's paint even spattered on the trunk of this ancient tree with like benches all around it. This is a place where people come to relax and to sketch, and there's a cafe across the street kind of place. She goes up to it and she puts a hand on it, and you feel fairy magic shift. Like she's doing something or checking something up on this tree.
Okay. And I tell what she's doing to the tree, or?
I think you can feel, like, in your gut. You can't tell exactly what's happening, unless you want to do a roll about it, or like a gather information roll. But there's this tug of fairy influence. Like she's pouring power into it.
I think I would like to do a gather information roll about it.
All right, how are you gathering information?
I mean, I assume with channel, like,
okay.
Trying to suss out the magic.
Yeah.
So, do I have to put anything in for position or effect for this, or is it just considered a fortune roll?
It's considered a fortune roll. If you roll a 1, we'll see if there are consequences, but Oh boy!
How do I have 4 dice and end up with that?
Well, you didn't roll a 1.
No.
Technically, that's 3 ones and a 3, but yikes.
Why now does my magic fail me?
So you're getting a minor amount of information.
It's because somehow else better than magic.
Wow, them's fighting words.
Yes, it is.
I think, yeah, you get the fact that she's pouring power into it. You get, like, it feels like she's planting a stake in the ground, but that's all that you get. And you feel like the air dims, like the sunlight, it's bright and beautiful, even for a winter's day. You feel the air just dim a little bit, let like convivial atmosphere shift a little bit. Like a few people around you who were in the middle of like talking and laughing stop and look at each other, and there's like this thing that passes between them, like a misstep in a conversation almost, that turns a party from raucous and congenial to how do I put this? To a downswing. Like someone said something offensive at a party and the atmosphere is ruined.
Okay.
If you don't want to do anything, I'm going to tick the clock to Celandine returning and she will move on.
Oh gosh. What is that clock at?
It is currently 0:06.
Okay. I think we could take a first one, because I don't know what I would do just yet without getting her on me, so.
Okay. Lee, is there anything you would like to do? I assume that you pass the message along?
Yes.
All right. Leah's gonna turn to this small band of orphans and just be like, "Do you have friends aside from the 3 of you?"
They look at each other. I think the dirtiest and most gnarled of them, who's got like their finger up their nose, looks up you. Why?
Why? Because I've heard there's this wonderful lady who has just pockets full of candy and is looking for people to give them to.
Okay, these are orphans and very suspicious because they live on the fucking street. And they're desperate, but they ain't stupid, so you're going to have to make a roll about it.
Alright. This is probably a sway. Lee is lying.
Yes! Lee, it sounds like you're trying to kidnap them.
All you're missing is the white van. Come on.
This is a white carriage. No, I'm kidding.
Woof.
Position and everything?
Position and effect. This is going to be... I kind of want to say desperate limited. We'll make it risky limited. Because right. Y'all haven't quite tipped over into desperate territory.
Hypothetically, mm-hmm. What would a lady's favor look like here?
Hypothetically, what would a lady's favor look like here? Good question. The children will be more apt to believe you and go pickpocket Celandine or waylay her some. But... Someone from a rival house will see you do this, see you have overheard what you said, and a nasty little rumor is going to get started about you. You're going to take one social harm, and that will compound. slowly, but it will compound.
No, I think unfortunately Lee values the social a little bit too much to take that one.
Okay.
So I'm gonna go just regular. I can't push myself for plus one effect and push one and plus one die. Because of a good name.
Yeah. Be a leaf on the wind, as they say.
I think I'm gonna go for that. Get that extra die plus a better effect. I'm gonna go for that two stress.
Mm-hmm.
And gain that plus one die. As a four, with whatever's above limited.
Woof. Okay. All right. So Celandine is going to be waylaid by these orphans. What is your intention with these orphans going after her?
To just swarm her with children, as many children as possible.
Okay.
You know, because like, it's that thing of when you go to like a crowd or something, and you're suddenly surrounded by children. You're just like, oh god, they're so small, I can't step on them.
What this do I do? This presupposes that she cares about children and that she won't just hurt them.
Oh, see, Leah's still there, so if she does that, then Leah's gonna be like, oh my god, you just pushed a toddler!
I mean, yes, but also no, because, you know, she doesn't have to do it by physical means.
No, Leah'd still do that.
I think you're gonna waylay her. It's gonna delay the tick on her clock. But, it's good. Lashback for this.
I'll be real, I have one stress remaining. Whatever it is, I'm taking it.
Oh, shit.
So I'm letting you know from now, go nuts. Have fun. Whatever this punishment is, I'm taking it.
Oh, shit.
Enjoy your carte blanche, Corey.
That's too much power. I don't know if I can handle this.
Hey, it's only a risky position. It's not like, I don't know, you get pushed into a canal or something. Like,
if it was desperate, it would be these children tell all the orphans that you sent them after her, and she's terrifying, and you're not going to be able to get any orphans for a while. But this is only risky. Make a good point.
Yeah. And it is only limited effect. So
yes.
I mean, you could be mean and do reduced effect.
I could.
But then it doesn't do anything.
Yeah, because it was going to be one tick.
Which is why it's mean. So
yeah. Does Celandine have like sprites or anything with her?
Oh, she absolutely has fairy agents.
Yeah, you want one of those agents to go find Lee?
I like that. Thank you, Saint.
You're welcome.
Lee, you're going to have a rider.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to take one harm. It's supernatural harm. It's going to be. We're going to call it possession, but it's not quite possession.
Creeping possession.
I just put fairy possession.
Yeah, that works. Creeping possession, fairy possession. Either is correct. Okay. It takes a little bit. Celandine's almost out of the artist's quarter when she is swarmed by children. All of them, like, the dirtiest, filthiest, like, haven't, like, either in, like, gangs just because it's safer to gang up, or, like, because they all kind of sleep in the same area. Kind of the scrawny little kids that are not worth enough for the Britzelatos to shove into their baby gangs.
I also want one of my orphans there, and I'm gonna give that one extra lollipops to be like, Lee was telling the truth!
Oh gosh, Liza wouldn't go for this. But which one's the other one? I forget which the other one's called. Give me a second. The Bone Crows, that's what they are. I think it's Jonte, who is stupid enough and into it causing trouble enough to do this for you. So yeah, Swarm of Children. Celandine is aware of how many eyes are on her, so there is no overt way of, like, getting these children out of the way yet, but her and her guards are, like, beset, and clearly not having a good time being surrounded by this many dirty orphans.
Okay. Leah's just keeping guard, making sure none of the orphans actually get hurt. Mm-hmm.
Yep, so far, nobody has been harmed. You've done this in public enough that I think, and Celandine's not yet irritated enough that she's gonna, I think in a moment or two, she will, like, put on her best evil queen face and scare them all away, but not quite yet. We'll come back for that. Is there anything you two would like to do while she is being waylaid?
They have orphans to look after. Not really much else that they can do. Right.
Fia? Sorry, Peter, were you done talking there?
No, that was it.
Okay, sorry. Fia, go ahead.
Well, fortunately for now, I think Fia is still very much just trying to keep on top of things, but out of the way of them. Since she's basically been told to not get involved in this, and it's kind of in a lot of trouble if she does, so...
I think Goya, your little friend, lights on your shoulder, and you're, like, close enough that you can see Celandine, and they, like, sort of, like, peer through your hair at her. I don't like this.
Which part?
Her being here, what she just did. Did you feel that?
Yes, I did.
She did something scary. Like it either.
Yeah. I don't like it either, but I don't know what else we can do besides... Well. Hope my friends succeed in breaking her hold on the strongest power in the city.
You could try and break it.
What she did to the tree?
Yeah.
Do you think we could?
Their little green shoulders shrug.
Do you think we could without breaking any sort of agreements? Getting ourselves into a whole lot of trouble?
Again, their little shoulder shrug. She's making this place dark. I don't like that.
Neither do I. I also don't like Father trying to drag me home.
Yeah, I think Goya, like, their little wings buzz as they lift off her shoulder. I wish I knew better how to help, miss.
We should stop whatever she's doing.
Yeah, everybody's scared. Whatever she's doing, the city's getting darker and it feels colder and the air is tasting different.
I know.
The foggy people are gonna... Well, they're holding on as best they can, but... I don't know how long the Nightingale can... keep their chi here before she overlaps it.
I know. I've noticed.
If she marries that prince guy... They shake their little head. Bad news. That's like some marrying the land shit. That's some old magic.
I know. That's why we're trying to avoid it.
Well, you tell me what you need me to do, and I'll do my best.
I suppose it wouldn't hurt to go take a closer look at the tree, at least, would it? That's not directly interfering.
As long as you don't touch it, I don't think so. And Gwen, like, cranes their little head towards where Celandine's, like, currently trying to push gently, like, gently push, or her guards are. She's not going to admit dirty her hands. The guards are gently trying to push these children away while more and more people are looking on. And there's a slow muttering, like, coming over the crowd. She looks pretty distracted right now. I don't know if you want to wait till she goes away, but...
Let's wait till she's a little bit more out of the general area. Then we can go take a look, at least.
Okay.
And if there's anything else we can do while we're there, I suppose we'll figure it out.
Okay. Okay, miss.
Yeah, she'll wait till they move off and then, I guess start heading back with Goya and Joe.
Okay. So you two, yeah, start, like, withdraw from the crowd, that is watching Celandine futilely trying to move through this crowd of orphans. And we get this good view of Lee supervising in the distance as we move back to the Corvette. Yes.
Sorry, quickly.
Yes, please.
Now that we're getting a little bit of a crowd around this too, I kind of want to start whispering to people like, "Isn't she the paramour from one of the for one of the members of House Corvetto? Why is she being so mean to those children?" I'm just trying to get other people talking.
Okay. What is the aim here?
The aim is pretty much like. We all care about our social standing a little bit, right? So even if she doesn't care about it as much as, like, Lee might, if rumors are spreading that this person who is so closely tied to House Corvetto is horrible to children, that's going to have a huge social impact.
Interesting.
I have a suggestion as opposed to just random people on the street. You know, there's probably a journalist around here somewhere, one of the broadsheets.
Yes.
Or a herald.
Scandal sheets.
Definitely look for, like, journalist types. I guess start right. with them.
Yeah, I think easily enough you find a ink-stained reporter in a cafe down the street currently nose deep in a notebook. Like with a good view of one of the acts that you've put together, scribbling away at this little notebook, another pen behind their ear, like from a mile away, they're reading reporter. Little ink stained cravat. And yeah, what would you like to tell them?
You seem in tune with things, correct?
That very much depends on what you mean by that.
I just wanted to know. I was enjoying the crowd. I'm helping with some of the shows happening. And I noticed this. I am. But that's not why I'm here. We can talk about that later, but that's not why I'm here. I just wanted to just ask that person over there, and I kind of point over at Celandine, she looks familiar.
Is she?
I was just wondering if maybe you recognized her. I don't want to go over there and just be like, "Hi, I think we know each other," but I don't know why. That's embarrassing, right? So, I was hoping that maybe you might help me cheat a little bit.
All right, make a roll about it. Let's see how if they catch on to the rumor you're trying to start.
All right, so position and effect. I'm gonna do a sway because that is what this is, right? Like I'm still trying to use that guile.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Oh, risky standard.
All right.
That's five.
That's a five.
Okay. All right. They're gonna go for it. And they're gonna, yeah, they're gonna tell you who that is. That's Celandine. She's been seen with the prince quite often. There's rumors that they're involved, blah, blah, blah. And you're gonna needle them with the, I can't believe the prince is seeing someone who is so cruel to children.
Yeah, to exactly.
Helpless, poor, like, orphans.
That's that person is with the prince? Mm-hmm. But look at how mean she is to those orphans. She keeps making the face of them and trying to shove them away. Mm-hmm. That's not behavior becoming of somebody of nobility.
As if no noble would ever do that.
Especially when family is so important to the prince, I've heard.
Nice, nice. Good little twist there. They're going to take the bait, but you're going to be waylaid because they're going to want to interview you as a person who not only knows these rumors, but apparently set up this impromptu festival.
Oh, Leah's here for that.
Okay. Great. So you're not going to be able to interfere at the next stop Celandine has.
Mm-hmm. As long as, like, Leah's still keeping a second eye on the orphans, just making sure that, again, nobody gets hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, otherwise Leah's just like, okay, there's not really much more I can do here.
Okay.
So, yeah, answers questions with charm and guile and gives just enough to make the reader want more.
Beautiful. We will see how that rumor develops, or if that has anything to do with her, if that hurts her later.
This has been another session of Just Roll With It's playthrough of a couple of Drake's game, Court of Blades. Firstly, I wanted to thank them for creating such an awesome game. I also wanted to thank Saintgard and Estany for joining us for this game. You can find Saintgard on Twitter at Saintgardly, and on Twitch at Saintgard. And you can find Estany on Twitter and Twitch at Estany. You can find us at Roll With It AP on Twitter, Instagram, Ko-fi, Redbubble, Tumblr, and WordPress, where we'll post updates about the episode and transcriptions of the episode for accessibility purposes. You can find me, Peter, at The Chaotic Super on Tumblr. You can find Corey at InvulnerableTide on Twitter, The InvulnerableTide on Instagram and itch.io, and at TheInvulnerableTide.com. And you can find Kelsey at IslanderScaper on Twitter, Ko-fi, itch.io, and Instagram. Music by 8er41 from Pixabay. All these links will be in the description box for your ease, and on behalf of the entire Just Roll With It team, thank you for listening as we began to put on a show for two children of Faerian health and stage an entire carnival, where buskers and orphans alike can run freely and get a hold of well-gotten gains. Things seem to be off to a good start, but that statement seems to be true of all of the Skylark's previous jobs. Whether things will manage to remain this way is an entirely different question, and one that you'll just have to stay tuned until next time to catch the answer to. Either way, I'm sure our Skylarks will manage to just roll with it.